Hello, I'm Bruce Reynolds from Reynolds Communication. The following podcast is an initiative of the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries Dairy Industry Group. Today I'm talking with Bill Fokkerson, who's a field officer with Norco Cooperative based at Lismore in northern New South Wales. Today I'm discussing the issue of managing the autumn feed gap between Kaikuya and ryegrass. Bill, there is often a problem, particularly on the north coast, with dairy farmers getting enough feed in the autumn period. That's often due to declining growth and quality of Kaikuya paddocks, with others locked up waiting for newly sown ryegrass to grow. Often farmers need to speed up their paddock rotation on Kaikuya. Is that okay?
What we've got up here is a two pasture system. There's usually a summer pasture and a winter pasture, which is ryegrass. The summer pasture is Kaikuya, but it can be other summer grasses as well. And like you said, problem is actually in a changeover as the summer grasses sort of slow down, the growth slows down, and we're still waiting for the winter grasses, the ryegrass, to provide enough feed for the cows. To sort of minimise that, what we suggest is that you actually start to sow ryegrass as soon as possible, you know, probably from the middle of March onwards, but then you really need to manage the pasture so that you control the competition from the summer grasses, which are still growing reasonably quickly. And I guess when you go early and you then suppress your summer grasses, then you've got a feed gap, but it's a shorter feed gap and probably more intense, but early. And you then obviously need to have some sort of conserved fodder like silage or hay to put into the system to get that going quickly. But I guess if you don't do that, what you end up doing is starting to sow your ryegrass and over a long period, you know, going into even June, as the winter hits, you really end up with virtually no ryegrass to eat until early spring. And up here, if you don't have irrigation and you've got a dry spring, which we often have, you virtually only get one or two grazings out of your ryegrass. So going early and going quick has its risks if you get dry and hot spells. But if you go late, you're 100% sure of not getting anything until the spring, and then you've got the risk of a dry spring as well.
Now, you mentioned supplementary feeding as one option to get you through the autumn gap until that ryegrass comes into full production. But how should farmers go about increasing their level of supplementary feeding?
The main problem is really to have enough supplementary feeds and to have feeds that are of reasonable quality. And quite a number of farmers actually use maize silage, which sort of has to be balanced if you're not using ryegrass. But there's also other silages that they carry through to the autumn from summer crops or even from surplus ryegrass in spring. So that the main thing is to get enough of reasonable quality to carry you through.
So is that a lot of planning beforehand to make sure that you do have enough to get you through that autumn gap until that ryegrass is producing?
I think so, because you know, you have that gap there and you know you're going to have it. And I guess the better planned you are and the more planned you are, the quicker you can actually, you know, sow your ryegrass and actually start to graze it.
Now, you mentioned to try and look at getting your ryegrass in March, as long as it's not too hot. But what options are available to try and suppress the growth of those summer pastures, which are probably still quite actively growing in March?
There's a number of things that farmers do. One is to actually apply a low rate of herbicide to the summer grasses, which is not really recommended because it might suppress the summer grasses in the short term, but in the long term you probably end up losing them, and especially Kaikuya is pretty sensitive to that. The second thing you can do is you can be fairly hard on your summer grass pastures. For instance, some of the guys actually power harrow or disc the soil. And the third one is, which we'd recommend, is that you just keep the summer grasses down towards the end of summer before you're going to sow, and then mulch at sowing, which will set the ryegrass back, and then see what sort of a season it is. And if the summer grasses look like shading the ryegrass when it's emerging, you just simply go in and graze it. And that might be in a good wet autumn every 10 to 12 days. And when we first put this up, we got this from some research results. Farmers are really hesitant, thinking that they'll kill the emerging ryegrass, but the main thing that kills your ryegrass at that stage is just shading from the summer grasses.
For this podcast and many more podcasts, fact sheets and videos, I encourage you to visit the New South Wales DPI website and click on Dairy.